turn our focus now to the Pullman neighborhood on the south side of Chicago, where a new industrial development and some reinvestment from the National Park Service are helping to rejuvenate that neighborhood. And joining us this morning is A.J. LaTrace, who writes for Chicago Magazine and Curb Chicago, and he has been writing about this. A.J., good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
I'm glad to have you here this morning because we saw your piece in Chicago Magazine at chicagomag.com, and some of the renderings of what is going on down in Pullman are just amazing. Some of these renderings of what will be there eventually are pretty cool.
Yeah, so those renderings were actually designed by the firm Adrian Smith and Gordon Gill, very high-profile local Chicago firm here that mostly does these kind of megatall skyscrapers around the world. It's from a document called Positioning Pullman, and some of the things that are seen, may be some years away. But basically, what it does highlight is the fact that the former historic district there in Pullman is getting some new investment from the National Park Service. There's, quite a bit of industrial development surrounding it. And so Pullman in the coming years is going to look potentially a lot different. But it's also kind of leading the charge for sort of this newer wave of, perhaps sustainable and green industrial development.
Yeah, the photograph, the image that I focused in on there was the Pullman Clock Tower. Work on that, actual restoration on that, is going to begin pretty soon.
Yeah, it's already underway. Workers are currently restoring the roof of that building. But yeah, anyone who's visited Pullman, it's a very striking building. It's the former headquarters of the Pullman Company. It's the administrative and clock tower building. It was actually nearly lost back in 98 from an arson attack. And the National Park Service has taken over. It's going to become the new visitor center for the National Monument, which is now about 3 years old.
The larger vision for Pullman, if everything goes according to plan, will look like what, AJ, in the coming years or maybe even the coming decade? And how will it impact that neighborhood?
Yeah, so, the story that I've been following in the last several years, as you probably know, is just the overall investment and the sort of very dynamic and rapid growth of the real estate scene in Chicago. And over the last several years, there's been a lot of focus on downtown. There's been a lot of focus on the West Loop, the Milwaukee Avenue corridor. But there's quite a bit changing in Pullman, and there's a reason for it. The location near rail, near public transit, near the highway, it's actually closer to Indiana than it is downtown Chicago. But there's also a lot of vacant land left, and it's a good area, a very conducive area to logistics and some heavy industry. In the coming years, we're going to see some newer projects. Like, for example, there's a produce supplier called Gotham Greens. They're currently working to build a new greenhouse in Pullman. I believe it'll be 140,000 square feet. And anyone who's driven past the Pullman area will see a wind turbine out there, and that's for the Method Soap Factory. So there's been some significant investment in the last few years, and it seems to be seems that it will continue in the coming years.
Yeah, and it's not just the industrial part of this; it's not just companies moving in. There's some housing development underway there as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so there's a new development called the Pullman Art Space Lofts, and that's going to be in the historic district, and it's going to be, I believe, the first new residential development in decades, specifically in the historic district. But that'll be 38 units developed and set aside for artist housing. And the thing that's kind of interesting about it is that it's going on Langley Street, sort of in this vacant parcel between two existing buildings. But the actual sort of design and architecture will speak the same language as the old Pullman row houses. So it'll be a brand new development, but it'll look like it belongs in Pullman.
When it's said and done, I know your story talks about the total investment being close to $300 million. How important to all of that is the centerpiece, which is the park part of this, the national park part of this?
Yeah, some of the people that I've talked with have said that the National Park Service, you know, it's kind of been sort of like a perfect recipe for investment and, you know, new interest in Pullman. There's a group down that's based in Pullman called the Chicago Neighborhood Initiative. It's led by a guy named David Doig, and you know, his group has really been involved and active in a lot of the sort of, you know, private and industrial development. They've also been working with the National Park Service as well, and so it's kind of amazing because you've got the National Park Service, the state of Illinois, local stakeholders, and, you know, local private investment all sort of, you know, linking arms and working together to make this happen. And, you know, the interesting thing about the National Park Service, and I spoke with the superintendent of the Pullman National Monument, and she made a really interesting point. You know, she said that the National Park Service is in the forever business. You know, they're not going to come in and turn a quick buck. I mean, they're going to be here indefinitely. So, so that presence will stick around and stay. And, you know, of course, the National Park Service is kind of, you know, it's in the business of education and, you know, history and maintaining, you know, culturally and historically important, significant sites in our country. But it is kind of amazing to see how, you know, there are a lot of gears in motion, and that's just one of them.
In the wake of the Amazon decision, the HQ2 decision, a lot of people have been talking about using the money that was promised to Amazon and the incentives promised to Amazon for a local reinvestment. Boy, this sure has reinvestment, and this would probably be a really good recipient of some of that, some of those incentives, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, certainly would. I mean, you know, and sort of the irony is, I'm sure you may have heard or seen recently that Target plans on closing a store in Chatham and sort of pulling out of the South Side, which is completely, you know, counterintuitive to what Chicago needs right now. And, you know, the thing that's interesting about Pullman is, you know, I spoke with Alderman Beal, and, you know, he was saying that one of his goals is to meet with the next mayor of Chicago and sit down and try to get all the different aldermen, you know, surrounding his ward involved and to talk about, you know, getting together and producing a comprehensive development plan for the far South Side and West Side. And, you know, certainly what's been happening in Pullman could be, you know, definitely a framework or an example to point to and, you know, how to bring sort of that mix of industrial and public funds to the South Side.
AJ, thanks for being with us this morning. Great conversation. And we're going to link out to your story online and with social media and the podcast of the show later this morning. But we appreciate you getting up with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve.
AJ LaTrace, who writes for Chicago Magazine and Curb Chicago, and you can read his latest, Pullman's Renaissance, at chicagomag.com.